You're still listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. Pastor Jonathan Fisk waking you up with your morning drive for the soul and finishing up the morning for me with a little worldview watch. You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. If you can't take what Scripture has said to you and see it trace through history and know how it's affected the people that came before you, well, you're going to be a little bit more blind when you're trying to look forward and have some foresight onto what is coming next. To do that, every week we talk with Dr. Daniel Harmelink of Concordia Historical Institute. He's in studio this morning to talk about Perry County.
Perry County, the Holy Land of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
That's what I hear.
So you have to bow when you talk, when you reference of Perry County.
Face southwest. Where is it from here? Southwest.
Right. Get on your prayer mat and face Perry County. On our website, ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org, you can pull down a menu that has the two CHI Perry County historical sites. And so I thought we'd talk a little about what's the big deal down there and the history that led up to what I think are two treasures down there in Perry County.
Yeah, which, and if you don't know this, I mean, this is where the Saxons, who were led by Stefan, we talked about him last week, and that whole event happens with him, but then C.F.W. Walther's part of this group. Three ships leave Europe to hold to their confession on the Lord's Supper, probably in a cult at the same time. They get over here. The cult leader goes away. They got to figure out if they're church or not. They do figure out that they're church because Scripture and the confessions are what make that happen. Mm-hmm. And then they got to live somewhere. And Perry County is where they live.
And it's the wilderness, right? So when we think about
today or then,
go west, young man. It's not go out to California. It's the Midwest. The Midwest was the wilderness, right?
Yeah.
So when the Stephanites came to Perry County, there were no McDonald's down there. It was raw timberland that had to be prepared before they could even build homes. God,
I always imagine like with Little House on the Prairie stuff too. You move somewhere and before you can even have a house, you got to cut down a tree. And what a slow, painful process that would be, just living. It was just a different world. We can't even picture it.
So just imagine, I mean, your leader has been defrocked. There's disease that begins to ravage the group. Mm-hmm. People are questioning, should we just go back to Europe? And all this hard work in front of them. So this has been preserved, or these pioneer days of the Saxon Lutheran immigrants, the Lutheran immigrants from Europe, are preserved on these two sites, the Saxon Lutheran Memorial in Frohna, Missouri, and also the Peace Lutheran Church, Peace Lutheran Memorial in Friedenburg, which is just south, about 5 minutes south of Perryville.
And the one thing I know that's down there, at least they always tell you is down there, is the original log cabin. But there's got to be more down there than just that. So we can talk about the log cabin. But
right. The log cabin is next to Trinity in Altenburg, which also has a museum and a kind of a genealogical center. So that's another treasure down there. CHI, I mean, we partner with them, but we don't own them.
Right.
So as far as Saxon Lutheran Memorial, it's got a fascinating history. Linda Burkt was the owner of this homestead in Frohna. Unfortunately, she died without a will in 1957. So she had no relatives, she had no family left, so they basically auctioned off the contents of the house, and then the land was put up for sale. Subsequently, Concordia Historical Institute, some of the leaders and the board members up here, heard about this homestead, went down to check it out. It had historical significance, but it was in bad shape.
So what, just before we go further, what is the historical significance? It's a homestead. This is some of the Saxons who got land and built their house and farmed, right? I mean, is there more?
Correct. So the Burkt family was part of the Saxon immigration. So they had owned the homestead for 80 years. And when Linda Burkt died, now CHI started investigating what's the history behind the homestead. They found that in the early years of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, The LCMS congregation in Frohna, Pastor Kyle left, and Christian Lober, or Labor, was called. Now, he was not a typical pastor. So he was a bachelor, and at that time, they said, well, we can build a parsonage later. He's a single guy. So he actually lived in the Burke house and probably taught school.
Huh.
In the Burked cabin. So there's the argument that CHI has made that at Saxon Lutheran Memorial, you have the log cabin where there the first instruction in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod took place was in this home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, that's been challenged by others saying that the congregation in Manhattan in New York— because their history goes back to the 1750s, is actually the oldest congregation that had a school, but there's no school building left. So again, it's a unique place. And so after CHI went into negotiations as far as purchasing the land and the cabins, it took a full 4 years to restore it to the point that we could open it up to the public.
Because it was just in disrepair.
It was in, I mean, it had no electricity, no running water, that kind of thing. So incredible work was sunk into that log cabin site, so that in 1961, they had a dedication service, and the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod gave a sermon. The choirs from the seminary came, and it was officially open to the public. So every fall now, several years, I think for 38 years this year, there's a fall festival down at Saxon Lutheran Memorial, a great chance to see demonstrations as far as the pioneer life down there. And this is this year, that occurs on October 14th. So if you have your calendar next to you for October 14th, that's a Saturday, write a reminder to yourself, Fall Festival at Saxon Lutheran Memorial in Perry County.
So is this kind of like a Pioneer Days kind of thing?
Pretty much.
Okay. That's
cool.
I mean,
the Lutheran school groups come and sing. There's religious, there's Lutheran stuff there too. But if you've never been to the Fall Festival, it's fantastic. Even if it's a little rainy, it's still a good trip.
October is such a great time of year to be outside around here anyway. What I got to ask you, though, I mean, do you think this is a good idea? Do you think that if a pastor's single, he should have to live with a member of the congregation? Do you think we should reinstitute that practice?
Sure, in the attic.
I can't imagine modern people even dwelling on that, but it just had to be like the normal thought for them. So, well, that's the easy way to do it. Here we go.
Well, a parsonage, again, they thought, well, you need a parsonage if you're married and, you know, the kids are on the way.
Right.
So for a single guy, it's like, yeah, put him in the attic. Okay.
All right, throw some peanuts his way once in a while. He should be fine. All right, well, so we got another thing down there. We were just talking about the Saxon Lutheran Memorial, but then we also have, what was the other one you called it?
Peace Lutheran Church, or Peace Lutheran Memorial, in what used to be Friedenburg, Missouri. Now, it's interesting that sometimes you'll see this on a map, Friedenburg. But it's about 5 minutes south of Perryville. So I think if you're tracking this on your GPS, just plug in Perryville and then just go south on 61 for 3 or 4 miles to County Road 300, and there's a sign there. It's easy to find. But it's, again, it's a hidden gem, kind of off the beaten path a little bit. But this is shocking. CHI owns property that the people that began this church were not Saxons. They were Bavarians.
Which wasn't really friendly historically.
No. So in the old days, it was like a mixed marriage. You know, the scandal was if a Saxon married a Bavarian, a Lutheran. I mean, they're both Lutheran. They're both Missouri Synod. But the Bavarians, they had their culture, and the Saxons had their culture. But it's interesting that this congregation, a group of people, it predates the coming of the Saxons to Perry County.
Huh.
So the Bavarians settled in Perry County in 1838 and worshipped in a home through 1846, and then they built this stone building in 1885. So it's in fantastic shape. For being that old. So probably three times a year we have services there where people can come back and get a feel for what it was like to worship in one of these small, beautiful Lutheran churches.
I tell you, though, if you're building a church somewhere, that's the kind of place I'd want to visit. Not to necessarily build it that small, but just to get a feel for that ancient sacredness that so much of our modern stuff is lost. And I'm always jealous of churches that I go to that were built before 1970, because there's just something about them, and they have a stability to them. You mentioned built with stone. How much of what we build today is going to last 100 years?
Right. So the acoustics are fantastic. And when a congregation of, 60, 80 people are singing a Mighty Fortress or another fantastic Reformation hymn, it's just a fantastic experience. So we're giving regular opportunities for people to go down to Friedenberg and be part of a worship service there. They also have a fellowship hall. They also have a log cabin on the site and a schoolhouse. And again, we were talking about the pastor living in the attic and teaching in the home. Again, it's a reminder at Peace Lutheran Memorial, they also have a school building. And you hear these stories that before the settlers, the Lutheran settlers, started building a church, they built a school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the importance of the educational component or element in the Christian life in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
And yeah, they took the raising of their children in the faith that seriously. It was of utmost priority to them. And I don't think that modern people intentionally don't take it seriously, but I would challenge us to challenge ourselves and think maybe we don't take it as seriously as they used to. I think we take pastimes a bit more seriously.
Right. It reminds me of the next quarterly coming out. And again, if you're not a CHI member, become a member, and then you can receive the Concordia Historical Institute quarterly four times a year. But the summer issue that's coming out, there's a little section in there talking about the transition from German to English, especially during the First World War, and the persecution that many Lutherans, German Lutherans, had in the United States, even in Missouri and Illinois. So there's the story that people would stop the German Lutheran school children going to church and rifle through their backpack looking for German material that they would confiscate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they did come out with a bilingual Luther Small Catechism in German and English. And the kids could navigate, I guess, an English Small Catechism. But the reason that they had German and English was so that the parents could be involved in the instruction of their children. So it's not just, okay, we'll build a school and now the school's in charge of our kids' education. But it continues to be that's also the calling of the parent.
Yeah, as the head of the household should teach the home, the catechism begins in education. A whole other topic, something we can learn a lot from history about, but not today. Pastor Daniel Harmelink, my guest, he's director, doctor at Concordia Historical Institute over there on the campus of St. Louis Seminary, Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. This is his time. Not the way to close the morning, friends, but that's okay. I'm Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and either way, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, and I look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.